Listen and Live Audio presents Once Upon a Marigold by Jean Ferris, read by Carrington McDuffie. Part 1. Chapter 1. Edric knew he should head for home. It would be dark soon, and even though he was as familiar with his part of the forest as he was with the back and the front of his hand, there were dangers when the lights went out. Wild animals, evil spirits, big glowing eyes attached to who knew what, stuff like that. But Beelzebub and Hecate were having such a good time sniffing under every bush and barking all the grouse out from their hiding places that Ed was reluctant to spoil their fun. Besides, he'd been having a very good day of gathering. Some days there was nothing. Nobody passing through the forest dropped a thing. But today he'd found a ring with a big shiny pink stone, a collapsible telescope, a book of Greek myths, an almost new leather jerkin, and a flask half full, he knew there were some people who would have said half empty, of a quite palatable wine, rather frisky, with some floral notes and a nice lingering, jaunty sort of finish. It had been a very good day indeed. He heard the dogs yapping their heads off up ahead. Not an encouraging sign. He could tell Bub was working himself into a state, trying to act as fierce as he looked, and Kate was over-emoting, as usual. Whatever they were barking at must have gone straight up a tree, taken off for parts unknown, or had a coronary. "Hey, you guys!" Ed yelled. "Cut that out!" He came through the trees and saw the two dogs, big shaggy Beelzebub and petite well-groomed Hecate,